This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we return to the Big Apple with Go Nomad travel writer Sesmita Sengupta. We're taking a walk, not just any walk. We're diving into the heartbeat of Lower Manhattan, where history, culture, and noodles collide. Ready? Let's go. Starting in NoHo, that's north of Houston Street, we kick things off at the Merchant's House Museum, built in 1832. This gem is Manhattan's first official landmark, four floors of Greek Revival interior, Federal-style brick facade, and yes, everything inside is original. The Treadwell family lived here for nearly a century. Now it's a time capsule, quiet, intimate, a self-guided tour that feels like time travel. Don't miss the garden out back, restored with 19th-century plants. The next stop in our Manhattan tour is Washington Square Park with the iconic arch. NYU students, dogs, tourists, and locals. This is Manhattan's front porch. Grab a bench. Catch your breath. Watch the city hum. People watching is great here. Then we head south to Soho, south of Houston. This is where cast iron architecture rules. Grand Street has the world's largest collection of cast iron buildings, built in the 1860s to 1880s. Once factories, now fashion boutiques, art galleries, and trendy cafes. Pop into the MoMA design store for gifts that look like sculpture. Got kids? The Museum of Ice Cream is a whimsical splurge. Think playground meets dessert. Now we're headed east, Lower East Side. The Tenement Museum is a must. Two restored buildings that housed over 15,000 immigrants. Stories of Europeans, Chinese, Puerto Ricans, Holocaust survivors. This is where America was built, one family at a time. Next door is the International Center of Photography. It's small but mighty, rotating exhibits that snap you into new perspectives. Photography you've never seen before. Hungry? Good. Little Italy and Chinatown are calling. Little Italy is small but mighty. Cannoli, pasta, and if you're lucky, the San Gennaro Festival in September. 11 days of food, music, and processions. Chinatown? It's been buzzing since the 1870s. Mott Street, Canal Street, dumplings, groceries, history, energy. Don't miss the Museum of Chinese in America. I skipped the dumplings and hit Yunnan Rice Noodle House. Small clay pots. You can build your own soup. It's interactive dining and delicious. My final stop, the museum at Eldridge Street, a synagogue turned museum, built in 1887 in Moorish, Romanesque, and Gothic styles. Stained glass windows that will stop you in your tracks. Docent tours are available, but get there before 5. Here's a few more Manhattan facts to round us out. Did you know that Manhattan was purchased in 1626 for goods worth about $24? Or that it's home to over 1.6 million people in just 23 square miles? That's density. That's Manhattan. Read more about Manhattan on GoNomad.com.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at VoyeScape.com.